Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I apologize if you can hear my dog eating a bone in the background, but I'm going to let him do what he does.
He can hear that.
You can?
Well, only when you mention it, Rachel.
I'm a person that has a thing about noises, so I just like to talk about the fact that the noise is happening.
Yeah.
I can kick him out if it gets too annoying. But you don't even notice when your dog goes on a barking rampage.
Well, because I hear it all the time.
Yeah. I hear him all the time, but I still am aware of it. All right. Do you want to start us with some holidays, Mom?
I do.
Let's hear what they are.
Today, Monday. It's International Kissing Day.
Oh, kiss, 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 kiss.
But only if you're quarantined with that person.
Yes.
And they approve of being kissed.
Consent. They consent to the kissing. Yes.
And this week, I'm going to tell you some more things this week.
Love it.
Tuesday, National Strawberry Sundae Day.
Oh. Love a strawberry sundae.
Wednesday, National Video Game Day.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Trent's over there going, yeah. Thursday, National Sugar Cookie Day.
Oh, sweet tooth.
Decorate those cookies. Friday, National Kitten Day.
Meow,
adopt
meow.
Your kittens.
Adopt your kitten.
Go pet your kitten.
Go all the kittens.
Do the kitten things.
Yep.
Saturday, National Free Slurpee Day. Go get your
7-Eleven
with a mask.
Go put a mask on and get your free Slurpee, y'all.
It's also World Population Day on Saturday.
World Population Day. What does that mean?
I don't know.
And we celebrate that the world's overpopulated. I'm so confused.
And Sunday is National Simplicity Day. So keep it simple.
Oh. Okay.
And it's also National Eat Your Jell-O Day.
I don't eat Jell-O.
I know you don't. I remember my mom making Jell-O for us kids. Mm-hmm. And she always put grated carrots in it.
I remember you telling me this.
Oh, it's nasty.
That's gross.
That was nasty. There's mom. She passed away a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that thing, as you know, but I'm finding things that she said, like, do this or do that. And it's like, now I'm going, oh, I should have listened to mom. She was right.
Yep. Yeah. You and your sister were talking about that.
But I can't agree with the Jell-O and the carrots.
Well, I think that's a taste bud personal preference more than life advice.
I think they were trying to get us to eat our vegetables.
So. Yeah. Like my sister Colleen used to, when she babysat kids, the mom was like, you have to feed them this many vegetables throughout the day, but the kids wouldn't eat vegetables. So she figured out how to make a meatball and hide all the vegetables in a meatball.
Yeah.
So I think Miss Ruby was just not as crafty with the hiding, but it's the same concept.
You can't hide carrots, even in orange Jell-O. I mean, come on.
No.
They're there.
Yeah. All right. Are those all the holidays?
That's it.
Okay. Let's check to see if we have a sponsor today. Sponsor. Okay. On to the news.
Okay.
So the past few weeks, we've done the most blank of in each state. Okay.
Right.
I'm finding this on Twitter under the entertainment section, if anyone wants to know. But this week's was, what was the most searched barbecue question in each state? Because in the States, it was 4th of July this last weekend. So everyone, what is typical for some reason is everyone does a barbecue. So people were searching barbecue questions this week. The most searched barbecue question in California was how to barbecue tri-tip.
Shouldn't they already know?
I was thinking, drive that's
California. That's just a standard thing here.
I know, but I was thinking, we know how to barbecue here. I guess tri-tip is the most difficult thing to barbecue.
Oh, because it's a thick, well, it's a thick piece of meat.
Yeah. So I'm like, burgers and hot dogs, that's easy. And like peasy. Corn chicken. On the cob, chicken, all these things, kebabs, pineapple. So I guess tri-tip would be the most difficult.
I guess. I thought like, it was going to be, can you barbecue an avocado or something for California? But or oranges.
Well, we all know you can't barbecue an avocado.
Oh, you can bake them.
You can bake them.
Yeah, you cut them in half and take the pit out and stick an egg in there and bake it.
Why would you do that? Does it taste good?
I don't know, because I like my eggs really well done, and I think it would burn everything else to get that egg done.
Oh, yeah, you don't like a runny egg.
No.
They're so good, though.
I used to as a child.
Then you got scared of then salmonella. No, you grew up and got this fear of food that's going to poison you. So everything has to be burnt.
Well done.
It just takes, hey, if that's what you want, I'm just letting you know, it takes the good flavor out of everything.
I've heard.
But I mean, but see, it gets to a point where you burn your popcorn.
Oh, that's really good.
No, that's not good at all.
Just a few kernels, really well done.
You just get every single one popped, and that by nature burns some other ones.
Yes. I don't want to waste. There's no waste happening here.
God. All right. So the big news that happened Saturday night, I think, or it was Sunday morning. I don't know. Didn't look that much into it. But Kanye West tweeted that he is running for president in this 2020 election. So this means that he would be a write-in ballot. He would be a write-in vote. You have to write his name. His name will not be on the ballot. And also, don't vote for him. Not because of what he stands for or whatever, but clearly everyone knows he is friends with Trump. And this is a way to split the Democratic vote, or the black vote. Like, this is a way to make it so Trump gets more votes. Yep. Because even if they're like, well, if you were going to vote, you weren't going to vote, you're going to vote for Biden, then you switch and vote for Kanye, then Trump is still getting all his votes and Biden's getting less, which makes it so Trump can win. So this is a stupid political ploy. Don't vote for him as a joke. Last time people did that, Trump ended up being president. Like, don't. This is so stupid. If he was legitimately running and like competed in the things, like all of the rest, I don't even know what party he's running for.
If he's independent or something, I don't know.
I don't know. But if he was like officially on the ballot as the Democratic nominee, then okay. But this is last minute.
Yeah.
You have to write him in. It's clearly just going to pull votes away from Biden. And people are like, well, what if Trump's people voted for him? Trump's people are obsessed with Trump. It's not per party or whatever. They're going to vote for Trump and no matter what. And so this isn't going to pull Trump votes. It's only going to pull Biden votes. And that means Trump wins. So, and then obviously Elon Musk tweeted and was like, I'm in support of this. And then Kim Kardashian just retweeted it with the American flag. I'm like, girl, you don't even support this. You were like, I have to tweet about it, but like, I have nothing to say. If you can't say something good, don't say it at all. So she didn't say nothing at all. She just posted an American flag. So I just don't. I hope that he like next month
changes his mind.
He goes, never mind. Because like, we don't need it. Like, everyone's like, there's no good candidates. I'm like, I'm aware, but there's terrible ones.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, okay, he'll just do nothing for 4 years. So let's just let him sit in the office and let Biden just sit and do nothing. And it's
and
better.
In 4 years, well, someone will come out of the woodwork. That's amazing.
And then let Trump just get out. Because if you have Trump in the White House, he's just making things worse. So you have someone making things worse versus doing nothing. And then you have Kanye that we don't even want to touch on what he would do. So that's all. There you go. So last week there was all this drama about Shane, Tati, Jeffree Star, and then it all got real quiet after that. And no one's posting anything. No one's talking about it. So I don't know if people are just over it or they forgot because we have the attention span of flies.
Or they're digging up dirt on someone else.
Yeah. I don't know if the people involved in the actual scandals are digging up dirt or they're just like, for everyone's sake, let's just stop talking so that we can all keep our careers. Because the smart move for them now is to all just shush.
Yeah.
And then in a month, start posting non-controversial things here and there and slowly try and make their way back on. That's the that's what they should do. But if they, because at this point I think we're all just kind of over it. I mean, I was never for it to begin with, but like I don't know. So I don't know if the internet's just kind of forgotten, but seems like they have, because if you don't keep feeding the drama, people get bored and walk away. It's basically what it is. So Tati released her video. Shane Insta-lived his reaction to it, which got him more hate. And then after that, everyone went silent. So we'll see if anything else happens. But right now, nothing's going on.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe we talked about this. Facebook made their own version of TikTok called Lasso. I feel like we might have mentioned it like a year ago.
Oh, you expect me to remember that?
I don't know.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Okay.
I only remember what I had for breakfast because I eat the same breakfast every day. It's a bagel. I
just bought some bagels. You know, I had to Instacart 3 times today because I kept forgetting what I was getting.
Mom.
So actually, I Instacarted twice and had my niece go one time.
Cammy?
Stephanie.
Oh. Think of all my cousins. I was like, who lives in town? Oh, that was nice to Stephanie.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, our family's just sweet. I love them.
Yeah.
But so anyway, Facebook had this TikTok clone called Lasso, and now they're shutting it down. Shocker, because no one knew about it.
No one.
No one. My manager constantly is like, this is a new app that just launched. It's going to be huge. Save your username. And I'm like, no one's going to use this. He goes, just save your username. Rachel, it takes you 5 seconds. Just go log in, grab your username. So I always go in, grab Miss Arballer and Rachel Ballinger in case I decide to switch. And the apps never take off. And I'm like, he's like, it's just in case. Because I'm like, all right, that's fine. But it's really hard to have a breakout app. And especially if you're just cloning something that's already out. Like when Vine relaunched as Byte, I was like, this isn't going to go anywhere. TikTok is too big. Yeah. And my manager said, just save your usernames. I was like, okay, fine. I saved my usernames. But you got to come up with something completely different. You can't just do a clone and expect that to take off. Especially since Facebook is so bad at marketing their own stuff. I've noticed this. Like Facebook Watch, Facebook pours so much money into original content. And when you log onto Facebook, there's no way to find it.
Mm-mm.
Like my friend works as someone who like greenlights shows on Facebook Watch. Like she's a producer at Facebook Watch. And I was like, where can I find your shows? And she goes, good question. Because she's constantly fighting, being like, can you just put a Facebook Watch button when people log onto your Facebook feed? Like just log on, just watch some shows here. And they just don't do it. I'm like, why are you pouring all this money into stuff? You have to search the shows by name.
And how do you know about the them if you don't?
Exactly. Yeah. I had to text her. She's like, my show just got released. I was like, great. What is it? So I can freaking find it. And they're trying to do cool stuff. I don't know. But Facebook's really bad at like promoting their own stuff. I guess they've never had to because Facebook's just existed. It was one of the first networks after MySpace. But
MySpace.
Oh,
back in my day.
Back in my day.
We had a thing called MySpace.
And it played music when you went on your profile. Snoop's using the doggy door. Did we record it? No. After last podcast, my mom and I were still chatting, but we were done with the podcast. And Snoop finally figured out the doggy door, and now his head is half out, half in. So when we podcast and he's trapped in here with me, he's figured out how to escape.
Cinderella's gotten lazy and she barks, 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 barks. Now she just sticks her head out the door and barks. Instead of running outside and barking, she just sticks her head out and barks.
She's just like, you can be by the fence. Just don't come near my door. All right. So there's not a lot of drama happened this week.
Good.
So we're going to move on to other random news.
Okay.
Apparently, streaming platforms mm-hmm. are all raising their prices. So YouTube TV just announced that... What?
Because everyone's held hostage in their house.
I know. That's what I thought. Like, I thought it was like, okay, they lured us in, got us addicted, changed the way we watched things and upped the prices. But apparently it's because the content providers like Disney, Warner Media, Fox, Discovery, they don't like to license their stuff for cheap because all these platforms have to coordinate with all of these old school medias to be like, give us your footage, give us your shows. And they're upping their licensing fees and stuff.
Oh.
So the platforms have to up it and they have to come up with like, they're trying to come up with ways and then they're starting to do bundles and packages, which is the exact thing that we were trying to avoid when these platforms started existing. And old school media just like won't be cool. They're like, no, it's going to cost you a lot to stream this.
Yeah.
So if they add a new network, a new content provider, they have to up their fees. So when YouTube TV started, they were only $35 a month, and now they're $65 a month. Furbo TV, which is supposed to be like a super cheap TV service, is now $60.
I haven't heard of any of these.
I know. Sling promised to never raise their prices, which means they're not going to have as many channels.
Right.
And Hulu in 2017 was $39.99, and then now their cheapest plan is $55. And so... you can't just be like, well, inflation, because that's 3 years. It goes up $16 in 3 years. Did I do that math right? Sure. So apparently it's the content providers and it's not like these platforms trying to pull a fast one on us because we're addicted now, which is what I thought too at first. But it costs money to license and put the shows on the platforms, which makes sense. And if you keep demanding more and wanting more, they have to keep adding more, which just, you know, like Netflix paid millions to keep Friends for an extra year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that costs a lot of money and they're not going to spend money on things that's not bringing people to platforms.
Right.
Like people weren't buying Netflix subscriptions just to see Friends. You know, they could just buy the DVDs and be done. If anyone has a DVD player.
I don't think it works.
I don't think we own one. I think Matt has like an Xbox or a PlayStation. I don't know which one he has, but I think it can read DVDs.
I ordered a thing that I wanted to listen to and I thought, oh, where do I download this? They sent me CDs. And I'm like, I don't have a CD player.
How old school was this thing? Was it a Bible lesson?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's really good, by the way.
Okay, but you have to have come on, put that on iTunes. It just makes it simpler for everybody.
They couldn't.
They could.
Probably could, but that's not how it came. So I had to borrow someone's CD player.
Got to get that Walkman out.
I sold them all at garage sales years ago.
All right, so... last week was cancel week, and this last week was ban week. So a bunch of platforms started banning people or things from their platforms. I feel like they finally realized, oh, maybe we aren't doing things correctly. So YouTube banned a group of far-right creators. Basically, it's hate speech, supporting violence. So they banned a couple creators over there. Don't know their names, don't care to.
Don't give them the publicity.
No. Facebook banned a violent... okay, this is a term I've never heard before. Boogaloo network? A boogaloo? And I was boogaloo. Like, what's a boogaloo? It sounds like it's fun, but it's not. It's a loose-knit collection of anti-government types who want a second civil war. So they...
that's not.
No, and they were planning to murder a federal agent. I don't know what federal agent, but planning murder is never good. I'm going to say that. I don't care who it is. So they banned that. Facebook banned that Boogaloo network. And then Reddit banned the Donald. I don't know what that is. Don't care to look into it. And Twitch temporarily banned President Trump from their platform for hate speech.
Good.
So the president is not above it all. These are privately owned networks and
good
platforms. So whatever. And then India, the place, banned TikTok because you can find like pornographic things on there, things that go against.
You can?
Yeah. Well,
don't
like
tell people
girls
that,
in bikinis shaking it. You know, that's the thing. So you can find that anywhere. But that was on TikTok. So India has banned TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Gabby Hanna disabled all of her social media platforms this week. So I hope that she's taking a mental health break that she needs over the past couple weeks. If you follow her or see anything, it seems like she was having a rough time. Things were getting to her. People were getting to her. And so sometimes it's just best to step away.
Step away.
And I hope that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
And then last bit of news I have today. So I feel we've talked about Free Britney before. Hashtag Free Britney.
Something. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Britney Spears posted a video of her just walking in and out of frame.
Yeah.
And posing. And it's like you watch it and you go, what is happening? Okay. And then it's fine to watch it and go, what is happening? But then people were starting to make fun of her in the comments. And then, of course, Britney Spears fans were like, guys, this is what hashtag Free Britney is about. She's forced to take a bunch of medications that make her do weird things. Her dad has full control of her entire life. And she's forced to take medication. And when she doesn't, like I think a year ago, she was like, I'm not going to take these medications. I'll take my bipolar medications, but I won't take anything else. He forced her to go to a mental facility that is rated 1 star. And she was stuck there against her will for 3 months. And that's when a lot of hashtag Free Britney stuff was going on. She can't do anything in life without her lawyers and parental approval. Like she can't marry someone. She can't release albums. She can't have children. She can't, her phone is constantly being monitored. Like all of these things. And they're like, she's forced to be on these meds to make it look like she needs to be on meds. Like this is, it's a cycle. And this is what for people are like, don't make fun of her. Like she's trapped. And hey, if she's having fun walking in and out of camera, let the girl have her fun. It was fun. Obviously, it was a hilarious video. We can all say that. But making fun of her is not okay. So I'm very interested in the whole Free Britney thing. And I'm like, the curiosity in me is strong. I want to get in there and I want to see what's actually happening. Because it's all like people seeing things from the outside and, you know, making assumptions, seeing some legal documents. But then, you know, people have formed a whole story out of it. And I want to know about it so bad. I want to know what's actually going on. All right. That's all the news I have. Do you have any news?
No.
You don't have any news.
I have. Lucky has come out now. My chicken Lucky is not scared to come out of the pen anymore. Oh.
I was like, who is Lucky? I thought you were talking about an explore.org thing.
Oh, the bears are back. The bears are back catching their salmon, and it's amazing.
So bears are out of hibernation.
Explore.org. Go and look at the bears at Katmai.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. No, but we all need to sponsor them.
Yeah.
Because you get to see animals in the wild doing their thing, and we're not bugging them.
Do they take donations? Are they a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was like a Discovery Channel thing or what
it's
it was. I didn't.
So cool.
What do they do anything to help animals?
Yeah.
Or is it just educational?
You're asking me things I don't know. It's a lot of educational stuff. They have talkers on it on
Okay. I didn't know if they had like a site of
but
like.
They have everything. You know, you can look at any animal that thrills you.
I know you can. I know they
bison
have.
Bison and chipmunks and squirrels and manatees. And...
Well, you can just go to Colleen's vlog channel to see squirrels.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, that's not a sponsor, but let's pause to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
I think we do. I think there was. I think today was the Best Fiend sponsor, just so you know.
Oh, I'm on level like almost 900. I'm catching up to you, girl.
Okay. All right. Let's play a game, shall we?
Oh, boy.
This is going to be tricky because we can only play it one way. It's the 5 second rule where you have 5 seconds to say three or five things, three things.
You need to mail me half those cards.
I should do that. I should mail you half the stuff of everything, shouldn't I?
Yes, because then we can still play.
Okay.
Oh, it's the fun soundy thing.
Yeah, okay. Blaze isn't in here. It's Snoop. So I don't know if he's going to freak out about it, but it's the... thing.
That's a fun sounding
and thing. Here comes Snoop. So dogs everywhere hate this sound. Mom, why didn't you come up with this idea earlier? I could have sent you so many things.
We're ready for next week.
Okay, so I'll send you things. Do you now? We'll do, in 2 weeks. We'll do the one where you are the host, and I'll be the co-host in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Not next week. Not next week.
Okay.
But the week after
that,
you'll
have amazing things happening. And I'm like bumbling over and missing everything.
Perfect. That's what we want. That's exactly what we want. All right. So the name of this game is 5 second rule. You'll have 3 seconds. You'll have 5 seconds to name three of the things that I state. Okay. You know it. Hold on. These are terrible. I'm going to cheat and make sure you get good ones.
Good.
What the... Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I had to burp first. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Name three things needed for scrapbooking.
Paper, tape, and glue.
You did it! Okay, wait. Let's do it this way. Can you read it?
Wait. Yes. Name three woodwind instruments. Go.
What is a woodwind instrument?
Okay, stop, pause. A woodwind instrument is the thing that has the little thing that you have to wet, the little piece of wood that goes in the thing, mouthpiece.
Like a clarinet?
One. Start your timer!
No, I don't even know what this is. I'm still trying to figure it out.
And an
this
oboe?
No, we're not playing this one.
All right.
Hold on, I'm going to shuffle it. If you don't like it, I can go to a different one.
Yes, you ready?
Yeah.
This is easy. Name three grocery store chains. Go.
Vons, Rouse, Whole Foods.
That's good.
Scolari's.
Defunct. Yeah.
That's what I grew up with was Scolari's. Yeah, Scolari's. What a terrible name. Scolari's? How do you even spell that?
S-C-O-L-A-R-I.
Scolari's?
Scolari's.
Scolari's. Are you sure we pronounced it right?
No, but it was down the street, so.
All right, Mom.
Yeah.
Name three items not to take into the bathtub.
Electrical things, and electrical things.
No, that was three of the same.
Okay, do it again. I'll give you three. Go. An electric razor, a hair dryer, and a radio. I was thinking of all the electrical things in my head that I couldn't get the words out.
Last week we were talking about what would happen if you dropped your phone in the bathtub. I mean, you could have just said phone.
Well, we don't know what would happen.
We never looked it up.
Unless it was plugged in.
That's true.
It would just ruin the phone. You can fall into a pool and not be zapped with your phone. So
that's true. It would just ruin the phone. You shouldn't take it into the bathtub.
No.
All right. Do you like this one? Oh, hold on.
Wait, you got to get it where my computer works. Yes, but I won't know if the answers are true. Name three positions on a football team.
Quarterback, linebacker, running back, tight end.
Kicker.
Kicker.
That's the one I know.
You know quarterback.
The rest I don't. forward, yeah. Guard.
Wide receiver. That's what I was forgetting. Cornerback. There's a bunch of backs. Okay. All right. Let's do one more for you.
Ball boy, coach.
Wait, it says name three ways to say I'm sorry without using words. What?
What?
Like,
no.
Gift giving, hug.
Those are words.
No, like,
oh.
Are you like ways people, my Furbo was disconnected. Sorry, I just got a notification that my Furbo was disconnected. I don't understand this one. Ways to say I'm sorry without using words. So I guess that means like giving someone flowers.
Oh.
Giving someone hugs.
Because, you know, if you are a person that says sorry all the time, sometimes it just doesn't mean anything anymore.
Also, if you're saying I'm sorry all the
what
time.
What are you doing wrong?
Rethink yourself.
Learn.
Don't find new ways to say I'm sorry. Find new ways to not be a poop head.
Yes. Agreed.
All right, that's gonna be it. We did pretty well. I'm gonna send you stuff.
Okay.
So that we can play these more better. That's English way of saying
more
things.
Better well.
More better well for yeah. Sherzies. All right, let's move on to some questions. Vivacious underscore V asks, what's on Rachel's desk? Well, we have the 5 second rule game.
Can't see any of this.
Dog shaming calendar. And it's a dog that says, I don't think I should have to ride in the back seat. And it's the dog on the front seat of the person's lap. And then I got some pens and pencils. I have some earbuds I have to give my mom because we have a brand deal with them.
Your water.
I have a kombucha.
Kombucha.
And some other things. I have like face sunscreen, face serum, bug bite spray, deodorant,
under eye cream. Rachel, I'm so excited for you to get that sucky bug thing.
I got it. It's right here.
It works so good.
Yes.
I'm blown away.
I know. So I was going to be for a video, but I got 6 bug bites and I just used it. I vlogged me using it, but I didn't vlog the results. It worked on 5 of my 6 bug bites.
Did you do it 10 seconds, 3 times consecutively?
I did 20 seconds, 3 times each.
Yes.
It was good.
And us with mosquito bites.
We're bad.
Oh, and that just like was wow.
I don't quite know what it does. Does it suck the poison to the top? Does it just
I don't know, but it works. It's a miracle sucker thingy.
Anyway, so if you get a bug bite, you put this like sucky thing on it and have it suction it for 10 to 20 seconds, 2 to 3 times each bug bite. And it takes the itch away. And
yeah.
Basically takes the bug bites away. Oh, I had 6 and only 1 hung around. So pretty good odds. Pretty good odds right there.
Yeah. Wow. But, not sponsored.
No.
But I'm, boy, get those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have, my Furbo got connected. What is happening in my living room? I have a lot of stuff on my desk. There's too much to talk about. I just keep everything here. My office is where I just go, I don't know where to put this. So I put it on my office desk. You know, we all have that space. Reagan wants to know what happened to Christopher.
That's what Dad wanted to name you, Reagan.
I know. Dad really likes
that name.
The name Reagan. Christopher, did we talk about this last week? My brother got diagnosed with shingles, which is the adult form of chickenpox, which is basically intense nerve pain. He has it in his ear, in his mouth.
His jaw.
It's painful and it's terrible. And it usually doesn't happen until you're 60. But Christopher, his stress made it happen. So he's healing, but he's still in pain. But he's, you know, trucking along.
Vertigo,
that's a symptom?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, no, because his ear was infected. Not infected, affected, effected, one of those words. And
it got in his ear.
Now he's got vertigo.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not fun. Yeah, shingles is the adult version of chickenpox, where instead of little bumps that itch, it's sores that hurt.
Nerve pain,
yeah. So it's not fun.
Not good.
Not good. No. Nope. No. And then Luidia wants to know, how was Blaze with the fireworks this year? I don't No, because I've never been here for the 4th of July. This is my first 4th of July that I was here. He doesn't like fireworks, but Matt always says that usually he hides in the hallway because it's a dark space with no windows. But this year he hung out on the couch with me and Snoop. I vlogged it. He demanded to be right in between me and Snoop. No one was allowed to leave. And then someone, who was it? Colleen is my inspiration, asked, what do you do for your dogs when they are scared of fireworks? So what I did, so there are multiple things you can do. One, a lot of people give their dogs CBD oil to help them calm down. And then there's doggy CBD oil. They give you the dosage you're supposed to give.
Yeah, don't just give them CBD.
Don't just give them random things.
Get the canine kind.
Get the canine one. Make sure there's no THC in it. That's the psychoactive part of weed. There's two parts of weed. The CBD and the THC. The THC is what makes you high and loopy. The CBD is what just kind of calms you down and just, you know, helps your muscles and whatnot. So, but for me, I don't comfort the dog. I sit with the dog. Just, I'm chill. I'm calm. Dogs read energy. So if you're sitting there going, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. The dog's going to be like, oh my God, you're stressed too. This is terrible. So you just chill. You let the dog be next to you. Yeah. And if it starts whining too much, you go, ah, chill. And you just like, just be chill. You show them how you want them to act. Snoop doesn't care at all. Snoop slept through every explosion. But Blaze, he sat on the couch with me, and then I put a blanket on the floor next to my bed when I went to bed. And then at one point, it was so loud at like 1 a.m. It was shaking the windows.
Wow.
And I, to the point, was like, I can't sleep. And Blaze is trying really hard to be good. You know, he's sitting next to me, not whining, trying to be calm. Aww. And I was like, okay. And then he jumped on my bed. I just let him sleep at the foot of my bed, which I never do.
Yeah.
Because they are so big and so dirty and so hot that it's so hard to sleep with a dog in the bed. I just let him. And he stayed there for a couple hours. And then he made his way to the living room to sleep on his couch. But when everything was done. But Matt said the fireworks were going until about 3 a.m.
Wow.
Which is intense. And the air quality is disgusting today. Like, absolutely foul. I walked outside and could just see the leftover smoke and fume grossness. I was like, I can see this. I can see the terrible quality, and I'm breathing it in. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
And mixed with the already terrible LA quality of air and the heat that of, what is it? It's 97 today.
Oh.
Like, it's gross. I don't get fireworks. I don't get it.
Yeah. Cinderella came in my room, and there's a window by my bed. She was hiding behind, because I was on the bed, just on my phone. So she was hiding behind the curtains on the bed, tried to get as close as she could to the bed, but still be under the curtain. I just let her hide. And if I walked anywhere, she was like glued to our side.
Oh yeah, he was on my hip. He was acting like a military dog, not leaving my side. Yeah. Like, I'd get
a
up
guide
to get
dog. No, it was like a guide dog. Yeah.
Yeah. But just be calm, be chill. Yeah.
Yep.
Create a safe environment. It's what you do. Like, you know, a lot of people, if they're going out, they create a little cave. Dogs love caves. Mm-hmm. Like, my Snoop loves his crate. He goes in there all the time without me telling him to go in there, just because I've made it a dark, warm place with blankets and stuff, and it's their safe spot. So a lot of people do that, you know, create a space, a safe place for them to go to when they're scared.
Yeah.
And then Hannah asked, what the heck did Matt say in the vlog that would get you demonetized? At the end of a couple vlogs ago, Matt walked past behind the camera, and I said, Matt, do you have anything to say to the vlog? He said absolutely nothing. And then I started yelling, how dare you say that? You're going to get me demonetized. So Matt said absolutely nothing. And I just embarrassed him for the funsies of it. So he didn't say anything. And then Demary asks, did you watch Hamilton? I did not.
I have not yet. I will, but I have not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Hamilton was released on, what platform was it released on?
I don't know.
I think it was Disney.
Probably.
Okay. I don't know.
I will, but not yet.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I don't care. I know that people are going to be so mad at me for that. I just don't. It's okay. I'm so glad that it's out there for everyone to enjoy and watch. And yeah. I'm so glad you guys love it. And I'm so glad it makes you happy. I don't have, that's not my preference.
And if you don't want to sit through the 3 hours, watch Miranda reenact it in 5 minutes.
There you go. See, I like the Cliff Notes version. Do they have, when I was in high school, it was, I think it was called Spark Notes.
Spark Notes, something like that.
But Cliff Notes were always a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I want to see it because I'm one of those nerds that like to see that.
No, let's say Colleen kept calling yourself a theater nerd. And I was like, can we stop this? Like, just because like theater doesn't mean you're a nerd.
Because you're not a sports nerd. But
no.
You love sports.
I love sports.
I like things.
Yeah, you like theater. You love seeing talent. You're in awe of talent.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of talent in theater.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I'll see it. Cool. It's just give me a couple days.
All right. next podcast we'll reconvene as we do when we podcast.
Yes.
And we'll see if you've watched it.
I doubt it by then, but we'll see.
You said give you a couple days, and I was like, okay, a week, and you're like, no, that's ridiculous.
I don't know what life holds. We have to see. You know, by the time I'm ready to sit down at night and watch it, it's like I'd rather go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll see.
I feel that.
We'll see. I don't watch TV much. Okay. Next.
That's it. That's all I have.
Whoops. And plugged. Okay.
Mother.
You're on this much of my screen. This.
Am I here? Am I good now?
No, now you're out of the screen. I moved the whole thing over, so you're right here.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
I ordered my mom a new laptop because hers broke right before podcasting last week. But it's not going to get to her till between the 8th and the 10th.
And it keeps growing. The blank spot.
God. Well, your laptop's on your way.
I know. I'm so excited.
You should have it by next podcast.
Nice.
All right. That's all the news, games, questions, holidays I have.
All right.
I love you guys. I hope that you all are fantastic. And Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.